Ways. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in there. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs to get something that you may be looking for right here. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything look good. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Dean. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Just moving along as usual.
Ain't we all?
Yes, we're getting there. But for those of you out there not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what the show is all about. And again, you're more than welcome to call us. Hopefully you can see the number right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And if you like, you can catch us out on Facebook or YouTube. Just look for the Employment Opportunity Hour. If you choose to call or send me an email, the email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's T-H-E, opportunityhour@gmail.com. And you could also call and leave a message. And that number is 1-888. Okay, hold on just for a second. Okay, let's see.
And the man's so good, he forgot his own number.
But I forgot my own number, and I'm looking here, and I don't see it. I'll tell you later on in the show.
All right, all right. This is what happens with live radio, folks.
Right, but that number is my business number.
All right.
Just in case those of you have an idea as far as calling me. But tonight, for you entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs, tonight's topic is on hearing challenges that entrepreneurs have faced in terms of running their business or getting their business off the ground. Anyways, I have a list of several things that someone had put together. I got this off the internet. But what I decided to do is to share what they said and then share my experience in these areas. But what I'd like for you to do out there, if you're listening to me, I would like to know if you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, what experiences have been challenges to you?
And if you
Unexpected experiences, not experiences, unexpected experiences that you have met or been challenged by that you would like to share that with other entrepreneurs, because you are going to get several of those experiences. I wanted to share some of mine just in case many of you listeners out there, if you're listening, you can call in and share your thoughts that will help me and possibly many others. So,
The phone number to call if you want to be able to share that with us live on the air is 727-441-3000.
That's right. I mean, it should be right in front of you. Hopefully you can see it. And
that's for those of you that are watching on YouTube. For those of you that are listening on the radio, it's 727-441-3000.
Okay. And that other number I mentioned, that number is 888-293-4802.
That's Gene's direct line for his office.
Correct.
Right? All right.
Yep. Yeah, the bottom line is you'll get my answer service. It's 888-293-4802. But you're always welcome to contribute, because we're always looking at learning. And hopefully by entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, this is how we can achieve the purpose of using your knowledge and expertise and sharing it. Anyway, so these are challenges that I'm not going to get to all of them tonight, but I'm going to see if you go out on the internet and type in something like unexpected challenges that entrepreneurs have overcome. Okay, so it's more than just facing, it's how they've overcome them. And in my case, I'm going to share some of what I may have overcome, but also some that I haven't overcome yet, because I want to make sure that you entrepreneurs out there know that this is a real show of entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, and because I am looking for all the assistance that I can get, and I've gotten a lot in the past, and my role and my feeling is to pass on what I've learned that for those that must go down that path, which is the same path that I went down. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. And this list that I have, there are at least 10 things, I may not get to 10, but at least 10 topics that entrepreneurs have overcome. I'll tell you the ones that I have overcame, and the ones that I'm still struggling with, because I could use all the assistance I could get. Plus, we want to make sure that this is a show that fits all entrepreneurs, whether you're just thinking about an idea or you're the multimillionaire, because we've had both audiences on the show in the past, and so that's what I'd like to have you know, and so nobody out there is left out.
That's the beauty of what we do, though. We can reach out to anybody, anywhere that's thinking of starting their own business or expanding their own business. It's good. Beautiful, ain't it?
It's beautiful. Now, hopefully you can see the sign. It's 727. Difficult to see the 727, but it's 727-441-3000. That's direct line to the station, and the engineer will make sure you're...
Don't worry, I'll make sure you're good. I'll make sure you're good and taken care of. The first voice you're going to hear when you call on the phone line is mine.
Right. Make sure there's no noise in the background and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'd like to have you think about that. But before we get started, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsor. And I'll be right back sharing some unexpected challenges that I've had as an entrepreneur.
Hey, Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Tough, the tough get going. And I'm just going to say that as an entrepreneur, when you decide to get going, I believe things will get tough somewhere along the way. And hopefully those tough experiences you share with others that are starting along the way and hear others that are further ahead of you that will tell you more about that. But anyway, but these are unexpected challenges. So think about yourself as being the entrepreneur, starting to be an entrepreneur or thinking about it, and think about whatever you can envision that you're going to need to do, but more so, what type of unexpected things have the entrepreneurs before you gone through, and now they are offering to share some of those insights with you. Anyway, so I'm going to get started. I'm going to just kind of tell you some of the titles that hopefully we can get through the first half of the show. But anyway, the first one is raising capital. Next one is hiring the right people. Next one is developing and maintaining or keeping partnerships. And fourth is dealing with international taste, just in case your thoughts or business are going that you want to go that far. And then one of the most important things is time management. You can talk about that. And then the next one is fraud. So that's what we're going to talk about. If we get to where we can do more in the show, then we'll do that. But at another show, we'll continue that. Probably 2 months from now, we'll talk about more unexpected challenges because you have experienced some. And again, if you've gone through some unexpected challenges, please give us a call and share those experiences. And hopefully if you can do it in 5 minutes or so, we'll give you that kind of time. But share that experience and what you got out of it or what you learned from it. Anyway, so I'm going to get started because our time is going to fly by. Okay, the first one, if you notice, I have my speckles on. I decided to copy some of the newscasters that are out there. They put them on and take them off and put them on, take them off. So you might notice me putting them on and taking them off. So anyway, so I want to make everyone feel as though we are human on this show. And so therefore, this is what we do. But the first one is raising capital. It says, never underestimate how hard it can be to raise capital first. Okay, so the first time is probably the hardest time. Anyway, but the sentence goes on and says, raising capital as you start out will be one of the biggest challenges. And so I'm going to say that has been one of my biggest challenges already. Anyway, so the next sentence, I'm just going to say, it says, you have so much to prove and probably so little to show potential investors. Anyway, so that was what one had said. Raising capital, raising money is going to be one of the most difficult. The biggest challenge is that's getting people to buy into you when you have nothing to prove. All you have is an idea. Okay, you have a product or service, and you would like to get others involved so you can raise the dollars that you need to grow your business. And I've experienced that, mostly because of lack of knowledge and how to raise that capital, how to present my project, or how to present the problem that I'm solving out there. And doing that, I have opportunities to get in front of investors, which they're all over the place in a sense. And so if you're thinking about starting a business, there are entrepreneur groups most likely in your community, and wherever there are entrepreneur groups, there are investors. And the reason is because everyone can come up with an idea, okay? Most will come up with ideas in life, some will act on it. Okay, in your case, you have started as an entrepreneur, so you've acted on it. And there are people out there that are willing to invest in you once they hear what it is that you're up to and the change that you can bring. Anyway, so the biggest challenge is to raise the dollars that you need in order to get your business off the ground. And so it does require a little homework for you to put some figures together as best as you can, think about what it is that you would like to do, and go as far as you can in your thinking as far as how you can see that business running and what is it going to cost. Okay, for equipment, for employees, for advertisement, all of that sort of stuff, is to come up with some estimates so that you have an idea of how much you might need for a couple of years, let's just say. Because the investors would like to know how much you need, and based on your project or your idea, it could go anywhere from anywhere. But I'm going to just say one point, always ask for more than you need, more than you have come up with. Always ask for more. In some cases, you may want to double it. And the reason is because the investors do this for a living. They support others to get them off the ground. But you, just beginning, maybe have no idea how much it's going to really cost because you haven't gotten started yet. Anyway, so raising capital is something that is probably the biggest challenge. And that there's different ways of raising capital, but that's not what I'm going to spend a lot of time on. You could use your own money, but you can go get a loan, possibly, sometimes get a business loan. I mean, there are many options, but the bottom line is raising capital in order to do what you would like to do, and visualizing what is it going to cost you. Okay, the next one is hiring and managing the right people. Anyway, so the article starts out, it says, successful entrepreneurs know the importance of having the right people. And because by starting out like that, then you get a chance to find the right people to meet some of your hiring needs, and how you're going to put together your team or staff. So you've got to think about the right type of people that you need. Then you got to go find them. Whatever your thoughts are, what type of person or people or personnel you think you might need, and see if you can come up with various roles, various qualifications that you might want, various educational levels that you might want, but hiring those people is one thing. And the right people are the people that you align with in one sense. Okay, those are the right people. Okay, the right people are the ones who tell you different ways to look at different angles. Because when they feel as though they can share their thoughts with you in order to help you, there may be things that you may not have thought about, but there may be things that you have thought about, which means now you can bring those thoughts out to that particular person to see if they are the right person or the right fit. Okay, you may have heard that out in our workforce. Do you fit into the right slot? Okay, because it's your thought, your business, and the right people are people that you need that you believe can help you grow your business. And you're willing to help them to employ them in some sense. Some cases, not employment, but there are people that you can manage to get your thoughts done. Managing becomes part of the key word. Okay, so managing people instead of thinking the people are going to manage you. In some cases, it works out that way because some people have more experience. But you want to look at the people that are most experienced, that are willing to work with you, because it's a two-way. They're thinking how well you would be to work for, how they could contribute and learn from you, and it's happening the same way. How can you learn from them? How can you delegate responsibilities and know that they will at least get started on it so you can see how far they've gotten before you correct something? But also to find out some things that are there that you might need. The third thing, developing and maintaining partnerships. Okay, the sentence starts out, it says, in order for your business to thrive, you're going to have to make a lot of friends. Okay, and it says, this isn't as easy as it sounds, mostly because not everyone is aligned with your goals, mission, and vision. So that I really think I'm going to just share. My experience is that I started my business based on starting to think about how many people do I know? How many people do I already have relationships with? And what kind of expertise do they have that I could share my idea and see what type of input could I get from them, because they will involve, I'm going to say, connecting me to other people. Okay, so finding, making lots of friends. That's the first sentence. You got to find friends, which means you got to go places where people go. Okay, you got to meet with people. You got to be first to introduce yourself. You got to find out what it is that they're doing. And see if there's a connection. You got to find out how to follow up, or if they want to follow up with you. But making lots of friends, and the more you share your idea, then the more your idea has an opportunity to spread, because you don't know who they know. But making lots of friends will give you lots of expertise at your disposal, depending on how well you treat your friends.
And we say this all the time, both on this show and on the Employment Opportunity Hour. It's a combination of what you know, and more importantly, as you said, who you know.
That's right.
That's why going out and meeting all these people is going to be big, because they may know something about running their own business that you don't yet, and it could be an invaluable connection, right, if you will. That's the word I was looking for.
Right. Now, if you're not that type of person, it's great to have an idea, but if nobody knows it, you cannot get your idea off the ground. It's not going to be a one-man show or a one-woman show. It's going to involve lots of people, if you're the type of person that can attract lots of people, or you're outgoing in order to get in front of people. And when you get in front of people, it's important for you to recognize, first of all, they see you. They see you coming and going, all of you. What they don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. And you see them coming and going, And what you don't know is what they do and what are they looking for and who they're looking for. But you're going to find this out, providing you're willing to be first. You can't just get friends. You make friends. And it's a partnership or an agreement between two or more individuals. But this is how you get them. You must be willing to be seen. In the job search world, it's called networking. In the business world, it's still called networking. It's understanding where you have opportunities to share what you do and hear what the others are doing, and an opportunity to say what you're looking for, what do you need. And all I'm going to just say is, you're having a conversation. Never expect the person that you're talking to be your solution. But you got to get your solution out in order for that person to think about what it is and think about who else they might know that possibly can help you more, or if they're the right person, because you still got to decide if that's the right person to work with. So having something to tell them will allow you to either make partnerships and not. Now, if you're the type of person that's very difficult at making friends, the problem is not your friends. The problem is your insight of your friends, or the insight that you have in yourself, and the insecurities you are about having people tell you about you. And I would suggest anyone who's willing to tell you about you, you really should owe them a thank you. Because since you can't see you, it's important to know what we see. Anyway, so based on my experiences, well, I'm going to share that after we take a break, because I'm just going to share some of the experiences I've gone through. And again, if you got more to share, the number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. But give us a call if you like and share some of your experiences, because this is how you and we can develop partnerships, just by doing that. But stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. I'm so glad that he let me try again, because the last time around, I got a whole world of sin. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Once you're on the move, once you make that decision to get started, you can't stop, because it's your idea and it's your project. You can stop, but you either have to start again or you give it up, because you don't know how long it may take for you to get your project done. Getting it off the ground is one thing. Getting it up and running is another. I'm still getting mine up and running. We've had some successes, but I'm not where I envision going, and I need all the help that I can get. So I would like to have you think about that. I need all the expertise that I can get. I need all of the recommendations I can get, because those things come along with your product or service and who you are as a person. But anyway, I had covered just three topics so far, just giving you a little bit of insight to some real challenges that entrepreneurs have faced but overcame them. And I'm sharing where I am in that process, just sharing some of my experiences as well. And in some cases, I haven't overcome some things yet. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. But the first one was raising capital. The next one was hiring and managing the right people. The next one after that was developing the right partnerships. And just before the break, I was talking about making lots of friends, which it says. But it also mentions another statement that I never got to. So I'm going to tell you the statement. Meeting lots of friends, but you're meeting friends because not everyone is going to align with your goals, your mission, and your vision. I'd have you think about that. Not everyone is going to align. I'm introducing something that is very difficult for people to grasp unless you see the results. But how, you can't see. How, you have to spend some time listening to me. But not everyone is going to align with it. And you never know when the alignment is going to happen, where everything falls in place, because the very people you're talking to are probably going to be talking to others. And you never know who's going to run into somebody that knows what you're trying to do, and they're looking to help you do something that you're trying to do. Anyway, so that's something I'd like to really have you think about, because you have an idea, you have a vision, and it takes a lot of I can't even think of the right word, a lot of gumption, a lot of relationships, a lot of you sticking with it. I mean, but it takes a lot for you to recognize that not everyone is going to align with your goals. Anyway, so I just like to have you think about that, because having the right partnerships, I'm looking for people with big visions, doing something globally, doing something nationally. And if your ideas of your project is doing something on that level, I'm looking to meet with you or to listen to hear what you have. There may be a way that partnerships can be formed. I mean, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Comes along with unexpected challenges based on your vision, but how you can overcome them. And the best way is to hear it from those who have. The second best is for you to share with others where you are in your journey. What have you got done, or are you just starting, or how much have you got done? How much do you see that you need to get done? And go from there. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. One of the reasons I'm sitting in front of you is because I have something to share to help the entrepreneurs that are out there, both the quite successful ones and the ones that are just beginning. And someone thought it would help if I got on a radio show that had a wide reach and a global presence, and somehow I'm here. That's about all I'm going to say. But again, we're live on Facebook, YouTube, and you can find us anytime. Just go out and type in Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Or WTAN, it'll show you all of the shows that are on the show. In many cases, all the videos and the podcasts, all that sort of stuff will be there. But this is my commitment to get the word out to help many of you others that are thinking about starting, and knowing that there's a lot, an awful lot of those that are quite far in front of you, including in front of me, but yet willing to share their knowledge to help you, because they've been there. Anyway, so these it's unexpected challenges, and you're not alone by going through things that you did not expect. Okay? But how you overcome them becomes key for you to share those with other people. Okay, the next one. Dealing with international taste. I'm not sure what type of idea or business that you have, or where you want it to go, or the product or service, but have you thought of, do you want to get it outside of your city or your community or your state or outside of your country? Well, that's going to involve your vision in terms of where do you want this to go. I'm thinking of something that I'd like to implement on an international level, even if it's nothing more than my ideas, my track record and all that sort of stuff. But I'm thinking, because that's the vision that I have and that's the mission, is to put something out there that helps an awful lot of people, and yours may be very similar. But think about your product or service. Where else do you want it to go if your vision is that big? If it's not that big, that's not a problem. It's your vision. It's your project in terms of who you, as far as who's your audience and your, I mean, but the purpose is to think about those, because we live in the type of environment now where all the technology will actually put you in front of almost anyone in any place in the world on a screen, a computer screen. But I mean, but imagine going to some of those places, to meeting people, telling people who you are, and answering questions about where you come from, because that's how the international market gets out there. But anyway, so this sentence just says, in this paragraph, it says, our business is part of a travel industry, as an example. Okay, and through, and though we initially focused on the U.S., when we were expanded outside our borders. Okay, so think about that. How far do you want yours go? Because the opportunities may bring you out there as well. Anyway, it says, we soon realized that we had a major challenge when it came to the marketing in other countries. Okay, what do you think about that? Because if you're thinking about that, that's great. How you can make it happen, you got to do a little bit of homework. Because every country, most countries are not like this country. And so, anyway, so it's very important that they mention the marketing, because the marketing is the language that you might use, the written language and the verbal language that you might use to attract the customer or potential customer. But what we do here in the U.S. may not be acceptable in other countries. Anyway, so if your vision is that you would like to have lots of people involved with your project or service, that's fine. And if it's not, that's fine. Okay, so there's no wrong, because it's your vision. It's the problem that you're solving and the audience of people that you know at the present time. But if you have the opportunity and your vision to take this beyond the borders in this country, then it's important that you get somebody on your team, or several people on your team, that know the culture in other countries, the other people, the other religions, because that's how they live their lives. And if your product or service can help them as well, then you've got to find out what's acceptable to them based on how it's done. But there's huge markets out there. There's tons of countries doing business internationally. It involves a zillion languages, word changes, the meanings of words, all that sort of stuff. But it's important to think about how you might market or introduce or push your project, that service or product, in other countries, because there is no other country like the U.S. There are some that are similar, but there is no other country. Now, so it's important to know that the other countries consider their countries to be the best as well. And there's lots of products and services that are global. But anyway, so think about your project or service in terms of, have you thought about dealing with other tastes, other international tastes? Will it fit? Or is your vision that large? Okay, none of it is like wrong. It's just you putting your business together and how wide your vision is and how wide your mission is. Anyway, so this goes back to the previous statement I just got you mentioned when it comes to developing partnerships. So how to overcome that, that's just one of the major topics. But my time is getting carried away because we got to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. Other than that, you won't hear those that help the show. Anyway, but stay tuned. I'll be right back with obstacles that have been overcome by entrepreneurs.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money! That's what I think people want when they decide that they want to start a business. They have a product or service or something that they'd like to have. And I understand we got a caller on the line.
We do. Selma is on the line from Connecticut. Selma, are you there?
It's Alma.
Alma.
Hi, Dean.
Hello, how are you?
We are blessed. How are you?
I am doing my thing, as you can probably see or hear.
See? I'm not used to on the computer this late in the day.
You happen to catch me, eh?
It's nice to see you. How's it going?
It's going. We're still surviving.
Good.
And it's going great. And I'm still doing my thing, as you can see.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
Oh, great. Did you have any questions or comments or anything like that?
No, I said for 1 minute, because I know that you're trying to do the show, I just wanted to say hi.
Hello.
It's good to see you. And, yeah, I'll call and we'll talk another time.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, thank you.
God bless.
Great to hear from you.
You too.
Wow. Well, I'm talking to a former past student, but a person who also had a radio show, talk show up in Connecticut. And great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll be back in touch, or be back in touch with me when I'm off the air, and we can go back and talk about the old times.
All right. You take good care of yourself, okay?
I will. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I never know who's listening.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the radio show, man. You never know.
No, you never know. Now, just for you entrepreneurs out there, or you entrepreneur supporters, I just thought I'd mention this. We are looking for sponsors for our show. If you have a product or service or something that would fit into helping entrepreneurs, we would love to get your name out there, and we would love to get your business, because it's important to me that we have sponsors that support the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour and the other show that we have, which is called the Employment Opportunity Hour. But anyway, we welcome sponsors, not only for the show, but for the radio station. They say we reach between 3 and 4 million people. I know that it covers a large segment of the Florida area on the West Coast. Some sit around Tampa, but also we are exposed on Facebook and YouTube, and so this is one way. If it pertains to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, helping entrepreneurs, we gladly would love your input. Anyway, so you can give us a call. And again, the number should be right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And all you've got to do is to either leave a message for me, or they will contact me and I will follow back up with you. Anyway, but just thought I would mention that, since we do have a couple of sponsors on the show already, we have room for more. So anyway, that's about all I could say. But I'm going through a list of topics based on an article that I got off the internet, but it's unexpected challenges that real entrepreneurs have overcome. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about, as an entrepreneur, you are going to have obstacles, and you are going to have unexpected things pop up. What we want to know is, what did you do to overcome them? And so I'm reading from this list, but I'm also adding things that I have learned to overcome on my journey as far as my business. Anyway, so I've gone through four of them already. They were raising capital, hiring and managing the right people, developing partnerships and maintaining partnerships, and dealing with international taste, in case your business or idea can go international, or you want it to go. Anyway, so the last one before our time is running out is probably one of the most important one: time management. Okay? Think about where you are in your life, what you know how to do, have done. Now you decided to start a business, or you're trying to get it off the ground. This first sentence says, time management says the biggest unexpected challenge as an entrepreneur has been time management. I would totally agree with that. I had no idea how much work is involved. I had no idea how much that I have to do, and still there's more waiting that there still needs to be done. But managing time, because you already have a life, and you have a past life that has given you an idea or experiences, and now you step out there, and you got to make time to meet people. You have to make time to put together a script or a presentation. You have to make time to get your business all in place, whereby you have the right credentials and all that sort of stuff. Then you got to make time to figure out how you can get visibility. Make time to attend a lot of events just to meet people, but make time to go make presentations to other people, which means the time to prep for a lot of that goes into it. So managing time is going to be, it's a great thing that you can notice to begin that it's happening, it's not a great thing to go through because you're going to be learning to manage that time because you have potential customers, you have potential partners, and how you treat them and what they would like to offer you or contribute to you, it's something where you, your time management becomes key because your reputation becomes key as well. And so that has been one of the most difficult things for me is managing time because I'm involved with making presentations. I'm involved with going to training classes. I'm involved with presenting to students and sharing documentation. And I've done things like create books and all that sort of stuff. But it takes time, and somebody's got to do it. But as an entrepreneur, you are the lead person, even if you got help. And if you don't have help, then you've got to figure out a way to manage that time because you may have people waiting on you. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because this last sentence says, you're going to discover that there may be a million things that you have to do. And the bottom line is it will feel like there's a million things you got to do. Anyway, the difference is that all of that goes into that struggle of becoming an entrepreneur. And I have an awful lot of respect of those that have made it big time, that are willing to reach back and share their knowledge with me. In some cases, the knowledge doesn't even make sense at that time until I get through it, and it makes all the sense in the world. But this is what entrepreneurship is all about, and that's why we kind of labeled the show is Entrepreneurs Helping Entrepreneurs. Because once you decide to get started on that path, then the path is there. And even if you get to where you wanted to go, there's still reaching back to help others. And there may be more opportunities. Once you reach where you are, you may find there's more opportunities or more challenges. But that goes along with it. You'll discover a lot about yourself, a lot about how others are willing to help, and hopefully you'll discover you can help others because your experience belongs to you. And believe me, it is unique. So nobody has the same experience. Sharing yours is key because you never know how yours is going to hit the right person. So I'd like to have you just think about that. You are unique yourself, and you are unique because of your idea, because it can be done your way. So be willing to take advantage of those that are helping you and be willing to share that with others that are trying to go down the same path, because they are unique as well. None of them have the same path, but the path is very similar. But the path is theirs because it's the path they chose. And many paths will crisscross. Beam, I'd like to have you think about that. And feel free to give us a call, send me a letter if you like. My email here to the show is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And you can reach me from there. But anyway, hear the music. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. I'd like to know that since it's your idea, your thought, you can do it your way because you can modify it, change it anytime you get ready. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. But as an entrepreneur, I'm going to say, go do your thing. Don't be worried about making mistakes because you can do it your way. And we'll be right back if you hold on to us.